Hey friends, I hope you had a wonderful week. Welcome back to Moonshot Entrepreneur to another episode. Today, I want to speak to you about money. Now, money is really an interesting topic. All of us need money, but most of us are not comfortable speaking about it. Have you noticed that? Somehow, we have this notion that speaking about money is not good, it's greedy, it's evil, it's bad. And yet, money was one of the number one teaching topics that Jesus had. Jesus speaks about money more than he speaks about anything else. But what we should not forget is that Jesus' main goal was not to make us the best money managers, but to bring us salvation. So the point of the Bible is really not to make us rich, but its point is also not to make us poor. I think this is something important that we need to remember. And when we follow biblical principles, it's actually quite easy to have the right mindset around money and to implement the right kind of structures around money that help us to make more of it rather than to lose it all the time.
Hey friends, welcome to Moonshot Entrepreneur. This is the place where we partner with God to build His custom design calling for our life. In this podcast, you'll get laser focused on aligning your life with God, and you will learn the strategies to implement true change. Along with that, you will also learn to create the time and income for the amazing dreams God has for you. Sounds like a moonshot? Well, set your expectations high, because when we dare to partner with God, anything is possible. I promise you that we're going to have a ton of fun on this journey together. So grab your notebook and pen and pursue with me your God-led life transformation. Let's go.
What I want to drive home here is that when we think about entrepreneurship or about our moonshot dreams that we have in our life, you know, the dreams that seem so far out of reach that we just even don't dare to take even a step forward, all those things usually need at least some kind of money. So how do you come up with that? You know, be it early retirement, be it a really great ministry you want to support, be it that you want to go on a ministry trip, all of these things, money. And of course, you can rely on other people. But the question is it right for you to rely on everyone else and not to contribute anything other than your time? I mean, this is something you have to find the answer to yourself, yeah? So this is something we want to talk about today. So also when we think about, you know, the wanting to get out of debt situation, why do we want to stop with getting rid of debt? Why don't we want to save up at the same time or even invest money so that we do not get into that situation ever again, and so that we can help and fund really great projects which help the kingdom of God or which even help, you know, your relatives? Who is to say that you are to use all your money for yourself? You could use your money even to help your friends, to help those who go to your church, to help your neighbors, to make a difference in your community and to show up with real impact. So money is not a bad thing in itself. But what is bad is when we start to use money and start to worship money and make money our main indicator to keep score with others, to keep score whether we have made it, whether we are successful, whether we are able to pleasure ourselves all the time. But the thing is that when we use money to please and serve God and also to serve and please His other children, God's other children, like Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. When we use money to do that, I don't think money is bad at all then. So this leads us to the conclusion that money is not good, nor is it bad, but the use of money can make things good or bad. So what we need to really make sure is that we keep a close eye on our money mindset, on our beliefs around money, and that we need to make sure that we have the right kind of biblical money principles. And besides, you know, getting out of debt or organizing finances or saving money or making money, the understanding the use of money is so crucial. We have to implement biblical wisdom and we have to adopt better money habits. Not just you, also me. In fact, most of us need to implement better money habits. Do we just use it when we see something, you know, that we like, a little cute pair of boots, or I don't know what you fancy, but when you see that in a store, do you just jump right at the opportunity when you see the word sale and try to get whatever you want to get just because you have the money? Or do you think about your decisions? So all these things go into the right kind of money mindset. And maybe you have also come to realize that money is only a huge issue once you do not have it. Once you're not able to afford to pay your bills or repair certain stuff which are sort of essentials in your life, like your house or your car, then money becomes a problem and you tend to fall into the trap of worshiping money and of worshiping the making of money. Same goes with your car loan or mortgage or the college fund that you are trying to build up for your children. As long as you are planning ahead and going about this in a good way, you're good with money. But as long as you get into pressure, we tend to really fall into the trap of having to make it and getting really angry if we are not making it and upset and of really jumping at opportunities which are actually not opportunities but huge risks. So this is something we really have to be careful of. Also, when we see older generations, maybe your parents are struggling with retirement because they didn't save up enough, or maybe they saved up enough but they didn't invest into getting money on a regular basis. And somehow the retirement money, the pension fund, is just not enough to keep them above water because, I don't know, maybe the house is maybe some pipes are leaking, maybe the roof needs a repair, maybe their car did break down. And so you just see and understand that, okay, if the older generation, if my parents are struggling with this, even though they have been so stellar about saving up their money and not wasting it and not living wasteful lifestyles, how am I going to make it? I mean, this is a legitimate question, right? How are we going to make it if old generations are even not able to get by or are barely getting by, even though they lived not wasteful lifestyles? So this is really something we have to consider. Also, when we are running out of money, we tend to argue a lot with our spouse about money. Or this is what I have seen, that when you are low on cash, when you have to make choices about where you're going to spend, you are going to have a different point of view with the person who manages the money fund with you. And I mean, this is the same, by the way, in business too. If your business puts you on a tight budget, people tend to fight over that budget quite hard because they feel that their needs or how they would allocate money would be more sustainable than what the other person would do. And While I think that all these discussions are healthy, I also believe that when we are short of cash, we make it unnecessarily hard. We make this discussion unnecessarily explosive. So we have to be careful that we do not get into that situation in the first place. And what I want to tell you today is that I really don't believe in the claim it and say it and claim it abundance theory that God has made us to, you know, swim in cash and not to have one worry at all and to be rich. Because if it were that way, we would only deal with rich people in the New Testament. But hey, the Bible is full of examples also of people who are struggling. But again, it's also full of examples of people who are not struggling because they have learned to be content, because they've learned to use their money for the things that matter rather than the things of the world. And so we really need to make sure that we do not worship money and hustle for richness. And at the same time, I also need to warn you that there is this misguided notion that poverty is a virtue. Poverty is not a virtue, and it's not going to get you in the good books with God. Let me be very clear about that, because often it seems like, oh, don't speak about money because you are greedy. But here's the thing. How many times did Jesus teach about being good stewards of what he has given us? How many times did he use examples and parables about money and about how it's being used? Think about the widow with the two dimes who gave everything to God and who was the richest. That story seems to imply that if you're poor and if you're giving everything you have to live on to God, you are just amazing. But the thing is that it wasn't about being poor. It was about giving what you have and giving it freely and even being generous with what you have towards God. And, you know, if that woman had money like crazy and just had, you know, lost it all on buying Armani shoes, do you think she would be thinking about giving her two mites then to God? Well, I doubt it. I really doubt it, because people who are wasteful, they are even wasteful when they have 2 cents to live on. I mean, those people will have to change their money mindset before being able to change how they are towards God, right? How generous they are towards God. If they've only learned to be generous towards themselves, they will have a hard time to be generous towards God. So we need to remember that we are children of a generous God who gives us all his abundance and provides us with all we need and even much more. Our cups are overflowing, my friends. So living frugal, in my view, is not the solution. While I would say, and while I advocate not living a wasteful life, I also would say that it, at least for me, it doesn't make sense to live in a way that people look at you and say, oh, that poor, poor person. They have nothing to live on. They are just barely making ends meet. And that causes just people to, you know, have a lot of sympathy for myself. But how do they see God in my life? How do they know that I'm being generous and that I'm being thoughtful about what God has given me? We say that God doesn't want us to waste time, right? We have a limited amount of time that we are living here on earth, we shouldn't waste it. We should use every minute to bring glory and honor to God. Why is it that we think that we don't have to do the same when it comes to other resources that we have, like money or like, a car? If you have a car and use it for drug dealing, would that bring glory to God? Would he not care how you use your car? Do you use your car to transport your children and to have a good time? Or do you use your car to be able to have all kinds of arguments and cuss at people who are cutting you off in traffic? I mean, this is a very important question, isn't it? So I don't think that the way we use our possessions doesn't matter to God. And that's why I offer financial coaching to you guys, because I really believe that the wealth creation journey needs to be founded on biblical principles. You can book a coaching session with me for $97. I have an Easter promotion going on, so reach out to me before 31st of March, because after that, the prices will go up to back to normal. So that is about 30% more than what you would have to pay before the 31st of March. So run, hurry, it's super affordable, $97 for a 30-minute coaching session, and we'll look at your current situation, and we'll come up with a realistic goal to make progress in your personal finance, from goal setting to finding space and time and opportunities to create more money and income streams, and also to have the right kind of money mindsets around all that. We look at the four pillars of finance: debt management, employment, self-employment, investment, and we define realistic goals to improve your financial situation with a step-by-step plan. So when you walk away, you will have the realistic first steps that you can take that match your current circumstances. And we'll also set up a simple system that is sustainable and publicly sound and healthy to ensure personal finance and a flourishing personal financial situation for you. I'll make this super easy for you and fun to implement. So if you'd like to book a coaching session with me, you can reach out to me, support@moonshot-entrepreneur.com. Just shoot me an email and I'll be happy to set up a date with you for the Zoom session. I hope this episode blessed you and helped you in some way. I look forward to working together with you. Stay wrapped up in Christ's love. Until next time, my friends.
Real quick before you go, if this podcast blessed you in some way, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving me a written review for the show over on Apple Podcast. I seriously am lit up every time I hear from you guys. So if this show has impacted your life in some way, just let me know about it. And here's the second thing you can do. Take a screenshot of this episode or of your review and go share it over on Facebook and tag me. God bless as you dare to make the change.